So it's so hard to explain to somebody how it's done, how it's working, because when you do it, you are just alone with this voice and your body. You're not even looking at your physical, you're just looking at your body inside. So I think that's how it is working with Alice. It's like working with a voice, I don't know. And it happens like magic. You just, after doing the exercises for like 10 minutes and it's done, you just say, what happened? I just feel different. I don't know what happened. It's just different. That's it. I think that's how I can explain it.
Primarily, the method is different because you are doing the work yourself. Someone isn't doing the work to you. Having someone do a massage to release your tension is blissful, but it doesn't teach you how not to continue to store the tension.
Oh, yeah. Because really, after that first session, I really felt different. Mm-hmm. I really felt different because of the heaviness of the surgery and everything. I just felt like my body was defiled, like somebody was in there and I was not in control. There was the cancer, there was this chemicals from chemotherapy, and then there was this surgery, and then there was radiation, and then all of a sudden I can feel so light. And exactly, I felt like I was getting well. And I think I'm healed, I'm okay.
The effects of the lessons can carry over into your everyday life, as Eleanor, Shelley, and Yulita have found.
A very important aspect there is my head, my neck, which has been crumbling and crunching and like sand in my joints. I can now move my head without feeling or hearing that crunching. And when I'm in the car and I needed to turn up to my right, I know that the range of my motion is not as big as on my left, and I'm now feeling that because of the awareness in Feldenkrais of the integration of the whole body. If you move the head, it moves through your body, or you move the feet, it moves through your body. That when I'm moving my head in the car, I'm understanding that moving my upper body, including my shoulder, will help me bypass the pain.
I usually take the public transportation. I usually take the bus, okay? And then after all this, after the chemotherapy, the surgery, and the radiation, like, I lost control of my body. Like, sometimes I sleep. I have to hold on to something every time. Like, I have to keep my balance always. The sidewalks, getting on the bus, finding your chair, I just have to hold on to something. If not my husband, my umbrella, just something to balance me out. Okay. And then after the first class on Feldenkrais, wherein you taught me to balance, to find the center, just standing up and find the center, or moving forward and backward, but then still finding your center, move sideways and still find your center. That helped me a lot. See, now even if I have to, come to think of it, now I don't have to carry any umbrella at all. I don't even have to ask my husband to take me or to go with me, going someplace. See, now I have my balance every time. Even if I have to take a public transport, a bus, it's okay. I don't sit on a disabled seat anymore, because I used to use that, but now not anymore. Because I can walk even while the bus is moving, I can see. Yeah, there's a difference there.
I'd been experimenting with posture over a period of time, because I felt there was something in my posture that made me tired when I was standing, and I would throw my hip out to the right side, and as a result I would have some pain in my right hip. And through Feldenkrais I discovered a few things. I discovered, first of all, that standing is a dynamic thing, that if I stood centered, that I would still be moving.
Physical therapy, I've had massage therapy, I've had every kind of therapy you can have to try and teach me to relax that shoulder and not constantly crank it up to my ear. And the Feldenkrais is the first thing that actually seemed to have an impact on that, that I'm much more aware of how I hold my body and can just relax it because, oh, I can feel it creeping up. And in essence, I notice it moving toward my shoulder long before it gets up to the ear and starts hurting. So that in combination with the increased mobility in my arm is quite remarkable. I've got really, really good range of motion, and I'm sure the Feldenkrais is a major reason for that.
Central to both the Feldenkrais method and the Unbound lessons is the use of focused attention. These lessons teach you how to use the power of your attention, your awareness, as a means of recognizing what you're doing, and even more importantly, how you're doing it. There is an old Chinese saying that goes, "I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand." Like most sayings, it's not quite right, but there is wisdom in it. Of course, you don't forget everything you hear, nor do you remember everything you see. However, I believe there is truth in equating doing with understanding, because we understand best that which we are capable of doing. When you can shine the light of awareness on your actions, they can become illuminated with more ease and grace.
I'm this fearful person that essentially wants to put up a good front, holds herself up, keeps a stiff upper lip, if you wish, and you enter that environment where you now can drop yourself on the floor. And it's literally, I drop myself on the floor. And that is that's an initial wonderful thing. It's such a comfort zone that I found. And you are also now with a teacher or trainer who does not seem to be in tights with muscles and looking like there's something to achieve here. It's not a visual goal-oriented situation, which is very good for me, Eleanor. I have been given exercises by the hospital, which I've actually done, and they included some weights. And I have adapted those based on knowledge from Feldenkrais. So I have eliminated the aspects that would include pain, because that's another thing about Feldenkrais. Do not work with pain as a means to achieve more. The non-competitive aspect is extremely different. It furthers your acceptance, the acceptance of your own pattern as it is, and your own speed and your own discovery, and not the conforming to a preconceived, perfect, the normal. The Feldenkrais method is very different from my exposure to other means of exercising and body treatments. In terms of the exercises, gymnastics, weightlifting, it distinguishes itself by the de-emphasis of pain, the avoiding of going to a pain threshold as a means to achieve improvement of the body's way of functioning.
Eleanor just raised a very important point. I think that in our culture, there's an unchallenged myth that says, in order for exercise to be good for you, it must require effort. Certainly you've heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. If you approach the lessons in this way, you probably won't get much out of them. When working with the Unbound lessons, the main thing to attend to throughout all the lessons is your comfort level. If any of the movements I ask you to do cause you any discomfort or pain, please let these sensations teach you about what your limits are right now. Even if you don't think you really understand exactly what it is I'm asking you to do, just try and approximate the movement and do what you think it is. Give yourself permission to explore, to not try to do things perfectly, and to be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself the luxury of time as you go through the movements. You can pause the tape if you need to. Allow enough time for yourself to find the most comfortable and pleasurable way to move through the lessons. The Feldenkrais method is a process of really discovering what are your own boundaries, and the Unbound lessons can then help you expand those boundaries safely. I've included in the instructional booklet accompanying these tapes some guidelines for helping you to set up your environment in order to make yourself more comfortable. So, before starting a lesson, take a moment to study your booklet. Hopefully it will answer any questions you might have regarding the lesson. There is a transformational aspect to these lessons that often emerges as you become more aware. As you begin to get a fuller, more precise sense of yourself in how you move through the world, you may begin to notice yourself not only moving differently, but thinking and acting differently as well.
The whole concept of the treatment that I've been through, the surgery, the chemotherapy, and the radiation, I feel as if that I've been going through a transition. It's equivalent to being reborn. And I feel as if I've been doing an exploration of a new universe, a new world, a new body awareness. And the Feldenkrais exercises allow you to roll around on the floor and act like a kid. And I feel as if that I'm a toddler rediscovering my entire universe. When you watch an infant lying on its back, reaching up and grabbing its toes and trying to stick its toe in its mouth, it's very much what it feels like to do the exercises, because I remember one day you had us lying on our back, moving our arms and our knees, and in essence, we were crawling on the ceiling, and that was just an absolute revelation. It was just like being a child again, really exploring a whole world from a whole new point of view. And the beauty is that since I'm an adult, I can appreciate the exploration from an adult level.
To learn through Feldenkrais that slow, calm gentleness, that kindness, which then seems to expand me, that is oh, that's part of the new thing.
It is my wish to provide you with a vehicle for change and self-improvement. because you are a human being, you are blessed with the ability to learn. Your body, your nervous system, you can learn to think and act in new ways, and therefore to change. May these lessons not only illuminate the dynamic, functional relationships of your body to itself, and teach you to appreciate its subtle whisperings, but it is also my wish that these lessons somehow touch something deeper within you and speak to your internal essence, that you may embody a sense of wholeness, that more of you becomes available to yourself, and that you become truly unbound.